9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hard as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, hell back, sad. Loki's still a dinner. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that dog in the Sosa. Shot my dog in the fat trail. Shot my dog in the Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome you back to Riders Field. Game number 130 for the Rough Riders. It's game four of this six-game series between the Rangers AA affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders, and the Minnesota Twins affiliated Wichita Wind Surge. The Rough Riders coming off of a loss last night, 6-4, snapping their three-game winning streak. On the other side, Wichita busted out of a three-game slump in which they dropped three consecutive games. But the Riders still hold a 2-1 advantage in the series. Should be a lot of fun here tonight. It's Dia de los Quesos here at Riders Field. part of our Copa Nights. Should be a ton of fun alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. Luke, maybe with you here on the pregame show. And let's dive into this matchup. It's Marco Raya taking the hill for Wichita. He's 2-4 with a 4.68 ERA on the year. That's 43 earned runs in 82 and two-thirds innings of work. He's racked up 92 strikeouts to 40 walks while allowing 8 home runs. He is 22 years old from Laredo, Texas, a former fourth-round selection by the Minnesota Twins in 2020. He had a really solid month of August, going 1-1 with an ERA just north of 3 at 3.04. And he has faced the Rough Riders once earlier this year. That came on July 19th. He was the losing pitcher in that game where he gave up 5 earned runs on 7 hits, one of them a home run, while walking 4, striking out 4 more across 4 innings of work. He's not a guy that works very deep into ball games. He's only made it through 5 innings on 3 occasions this year. His season high is 6 innings, which he did earlier in this month back on August 9th. On the other side for the Rough Riders, it's Andy Rodriguez making his second career professional start. He's coming off of his most recent and first start. His last outing was on the road against Northwest Arkansas, where he got start number 1 of his career. He went 2 2/3 innings, allowing 2 earned runs on 2 hits and 4 walks while striking out 2. That was a game in which he earned a no decision, but the Riders went on to lose 7-5 at the hands of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. But overall on the air, Rodriguez will make his 37th appearance of the year, his second start, as we mentioned. Across that frame, he's 3-2 with a 2.90 ERA. That's 20 earned runs in 62 innings of work. He's picked up 45 strikeouts while walking at 27. He's been tagged for 4 long balls. A right-hander, 25 years old, from Cuba, a 2022 signee out of Miami-Dade Community College. He attacks with a 4-pitch mix. It's the fastball, cutter, slider, and changeup for Andy Rodriguez. So he makes his second career start here tonight for the Rough Riders in Game 4 of the 6-game series. On the other side, it's Marco Raya. We'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll get you part 2 of that 2-part interview with Ryan Lobus.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show here on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part 1 of a 2-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Ryan Lobus. Let's go ahead and dive into part 2 right now. Well, you followed his footsteps there to Mercer. Talk to me a little bit about your time at Mercer and really how you developed more into a college pitcher, you know, from going from the JUCO ranks to Mercer. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so Mercer was a really good spot for me, you know, a mid-major school. That, you know, going in, you know, my goal was to play professional baseball. Like, I wanted to play. I wanted to keep playing after. And Mercer has a great track record of producing, you know, guys getting drafted and signed. Like, they, you know, we've had a lot of guys that went on to play professional baseball. It was really the perfect spot for me. You know, and there I played for some great coaches. Coach Corey Barton was incredibly helpful as, you know, kind of helping me, you know, develop my routine and kind of navigate the mental game, which I really struggled with probably when I got there. We made some big strides in that area. And also they gave me a ton of opportunity, right? You know, even when I struggled at times, they kept throwing me out there. And I really appreciated that, and that's really what I needed. I just needed to pitch. I needed to keep learning from each outing, and so I am very thankful for my time there.
Love it. You go to your senior year at Mercer, and I know you've said that, you know, it didn't go exactly as you planned, but then now you find yourself with the Rangers organization and finding great success now here at the AA level and putting it together here through one outing. What's been the difference going from the college ranks to now the professional ranks?
It is a big adjustment. Obviously, you know, the workload is a lot. I've thrown significantly more innings than I did last year. That's probably the biggest adjustment. But other than that, you know, stuff-wise, it's pretty similar to what I had in college, right? And obviously, you can go look at the numbers last year that I put up at Mercer. They weren't anything special. But, you know, the biggest adjustment is, like, navigating that workload, navigating the week-to-week, and, like, developing that daily routine to where that gets me feeling good for each outing. You know, that's kind of what separates guys, I feel like. And, you know, that's been probably the biggest adjustment is you have less time in between outings here. You're throwing more. The season's significantly longer. Like, how can you stay on top of that? How can you stay feeling good for a 150-game season? So that's been the biggest adjustment.
Does this year just feel like an absolute whirlwind? You know, starting in Down East, then you go to Hickory, now here in Frisco, and hoping to maybe bring home a Texas League championship.
Yep. It's been a crazy year, right? I did give myself a little time after the promotion on Sunday to kind of take a step back and just kind of appreciate what a year it's really been. But also, yeah, it is still, you know, business. You know, I still have a job to do. I'm here to contribute. I was brought here to contribute. And, you know, this is a team that's, you know, gearing up to go win a championship. And, you know, I want to play my part and do whatever I can to do that. But, yeah, it's been a crazy year. But it's not over yet. You know, to end this year off with a ring would be very special. Yeah.
Ryan, let's leave you with one last thing. Away from the baseball field, what is Ryan Lobis filling his time with?
Oh, God. I probably played too many video games to be proud of. You know what I mean? I spent a lot of time, you know, on the sticks with some of my buddies, you know, kind of killing time away from the field. I did actually just got a new puppy with my girlfriend. His name's Mater, Chocolate Lab. He is 6 months old, so he's an absolute, you know, just menace right now. But he's I spent a lot of time with him, you know, kind of trying to raise him with my girlfriend Eve. And that's really the two main things outside of baseball. That's really what I got going right now.
Ryan, love it. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Ryan Lobis here on the pregame show. We're going to step aside. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you those starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, just about 5 minutes away from first pitch. Let's get you set with the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Wichita Wind Surge, coming off of their first win in this series. They trailed 2-1 to the Rough Riders. They'll send this lineup and Kalai Rosario in right field leading things off. The second baseman, Jake Rucker, bats second. Tanner Schobel, the third baseman, in the three spot of the order. The cleanup man and first baseman is Alex Isola. Aaron Sabato, the designated hitter, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder, Tyler Fedko. Terrell Ortega roams in center field. He'll bat seventh tonight. The catcher, Noah Cardenas, after a night off, will bat eighth. And Ben Ross stays at the bottom of the card and plays shortstop for the fourth consecutive game. Again, for Wichita, it is Rosario, Rucker, Schobel, Isola, Sabato, Fedko, Ortega, Cardenas, and Ross. On the other side, the Rough Riders sitting at 78-51, just having their three-game winning streak come to a close last night with that 6-4 loss. They look to secure, at the very least, a series split here against the Wind Surge in their final homestand of the regular season. It's Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, rejoining the lineup at the top of the card. Josh Hatcher, the first baseman, bats second, followed by the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Abimelech Ortiz out in right field tonight. He's the cleanup man. Batting fifth is the DH, Luis Mieses. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, bats sixth. Cooper Johnson will do the catching and bat seventh. Kaber Rodriguez at shortstop, batting eighth. And in the ninth spot in the order, rounding things out for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders, is the second baseman, Theo Hardy, making his second career start here at the AA level. Again for Frisco, Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Miesi, Zavala, Johnson, Rodriguez, and Hardy. It'll be Andy Rodriguez taking the hill at the top of the first inning, making his second ever professional start. A guy that has pitched in 70-plus games at the minor league level, but just coming off of his first career start, he makes his second here tonight after in his first he went 2 2/3, giving up 2 earned runs and an eventual loss for the Rough Riders last week on the road. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley takes over on the mic. He'll take us the first pitch for Game 4 of the 6-game series between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At
at Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer!
Dives and he made the grab!
He makes the diving catch! And the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Go!
Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous Friday evening in Frisco, Texas, it's Dia de los Quesos as the Rough Riders play as Quesos de Frisco, their Copa alternate identity. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you as the Rough Riders and Wind Surge meet in Game 4 of this six-game series. Frisco winning the first two before dropping last night by a final score of 6-4, and they turn to Andy Rodriguez on the mound to try and turn their tides in the series. The Rough Riders overall this season playing their 10th head-to-head game against Wichita, and against the Twins affiliate, they are 5-4 this season after splitting the six games in Wichita earlier this year. Rodriguez makes just his second career start at the minor league level. His first was last week against Northwest Arkansas in a spot start situation. The 25-year-old native of Havana, Cuba, has a 2.90 ERA this year in 36 total outings. He has been very good on the mound for the Rough Riders when they've needed him, especially in limiting base runners. Opponents are hitting just 188 against him. Kalai Irisario is in from the right side, and we are ready for baseball on this beautiful night. First pitch of the ball game on the way. It's low and outside, and we are underway. It's 7:09, 4 minutes tardy on this gorgeous 82-degree night. Sun shining up above, 10-mile-an-hour breeze blowing through this ballpark. 1-0, that's over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1 here on Rosario. The Rough Riders coming in at 34-26 in the second half, 78-51 overall, 1-1. Low and outside, and it's 2-1. All the Minnesota Twins affiliate is 24-36 in the second half. They're 55-74 overall on the season. Here's the windback by Rodriguez, and he brings in the 2-1. It's fouled back, and it's 2-2. Now, last night, the Rough Riders found out who they will be playing in the first round of the playoffs. They'll be taking on the Oakland Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds in the first round as they clinched the postseason with a win yesterday. Frisco won the first half, and so we will see that meeting in 2 weeks. 2-2, swing and a miss, he got him. Andy Rodriguez with the strikeout. DK's Rosario, one down, and Jake Rucker stands in. Well, game one of the postseason will be on the 17th of September. Then the 19th will be game two here in Frisco. And then, if necessary, the 20th in a best of three series. And the championship series will follow beginning on the 20th, the 22nd, which is Sunday. First pitch is low to Rucker, and it's 1-0. Tickets are available at ridersbaseball.com.
Rucker just 1-for-12 in the series. The pitch is a chopper out to shortstop. Rodriguez backhands. It's off his glove. He barehands, throws low onto first, and it's not in time. So an error on Rodriguez. And it puts a runner aboard with one out in the first. Rodriguez took his time getting to that ball with this smooth backhand that he's usually so pure at, but it just went off the heel of his glove and down below him. An error on the Riders' shortstop, and Tanner Schobel bats. Here's the look in, and the right-hander's pitch. Sears the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Defense behind Rodriguez is Aaron Zavala in left, Alejandro Osuna in center field, and Abimelech Ortiz plays out in right today. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Good slider on the outside corner, it's 0-2. Cody Freeman has third. We saw Rodriguez at shortstop, Theo Hardy at second, Josh Hatcher holds on Rucker at first, and Cooper Johnson does the catching today for Rodriguez. The pitch is a little nubber off the end of the bat, squibbing foul down the first baseline, and it's still 0-2. Rough Riders pitching staff has been very good in this series, despite allowing the 6 runs, 5 earned yesterday. Before that game yesterday, they allowed just 1 earned run through the first 2 games of the series. Rodriguez has his sign, and he brings it home. There's a hard ground ball to third. Freeman's got it on to second for one. Hardy feeds to first, double play. Around the horn, 5-4-3. And just like that, Andy Rodriguez faces the minimum in the first. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the wind surge, nothing. The Riders bat next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the first inning, Rough Riders have Alejandro Osuna at the plate against Marco Raya in the first pitch. That's low, 1-0. Rough Riders in wind surge, 0-0 our score here on a beautiful day for baseball. Perfect Friday, thanks for joining us. Marco Raya making his 4th career start against the Rough Riders in his 2-year career here in AA as the offering slips onto the outside corner for a strike with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Raya, the number 7 prospect in the Twins organization. Not a guy who has seen a whole lot of action over the course of his time. There's the 1-1. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. He's made plenty of starts, just hasn't gone very deep into ball games. He's gone 5 innings or more just 3 times in his 3-year minor league career across 63 games. Had a lot of talent shown in 22 starts this year, a 4.68 ERA. He is 2-4 this season. 1-2, swing and a miss. Osuna strikes out on a ball in the dirt. Cardenas blocks, fires onto first, and just gets Osuna. One away. Josh Hatcher bats now. Bottom of the first inning, one out. A big strikeout pitcher, Raya, 92 strikeouts in 82 and two-thirds innings. Left-handed batter at the plate. And Raya ready from the stretch with a baby blue glove, and he fires home. That's up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher yesterday got to face Christian McLeod, a former college teammate of his at Mississippi State. He said he is one of the best guys that you'll find. And he had a lot of fun, especially getting a hit off of him in their first at-bat. 1-0. There's a line drive looped the other way down the line. It lands in fair and keeps on rolling down into the corner. Hatcher around first up to second base, and he's got himself another extra base hit. Hatcher with his 18th double of the season. Doubling down the left field line, and the Rough Riders are cooking here in the bottom of the first inning. Got a fastball on the outside corner and just went the other way with it. Down the left field line. Well, Cody Freeman bats now. Runner in scoring position for Freeman and the Rough Riders, as they've had a tough time in this series so far with runners in scoring position. Just four hits. Pitch home. Inside, it's 1-0. They're just 4 for 38 with runners in scoring position so far. A 105 average in this series. And looking to improve that here in the first inning. Free is 4 for 12 in this series. He does have an RBI. Raya brings it home. That's just inside. Two balls and no strikes. We mentioned Raya making his fourth career appearance against the Riders. It's his third this season. In his career against Frisco, the numbers are not great. He's allowed 17 hits in 9 and a third innings and 14 runs against Frisco. 2-0. Foul back, and it's three balls, or make it two balls and one strike now on Freeman. Raya is coming off his start last week in which he went five innings, allowing one run on three hits with five strikeouts. That was against Springfield at home. Hatcher leads from second with good speed. And the right-hander brings in the 2-1. Breaking ball inside, slipped out of his hand. That's the slider, and it's three balls and one strike. The fastball will be in the upper 90s for Raya. A hard slider will also mix in a curveball and a changeup. See Corey Lewis piggyback Raya as he normally does after the starter is done. 3-1 offering. Freeman swings and hits a high fly ball down the left field line. Fedko back at the warning track, curls under it, makes the catch. And Freeman just missed it. Trying to pick on that short porch down the left field line. Just got in on his hands a little bit on a fastball, and Freeman flies out to left. Two down for Abimelech Ortiz. Abby's 4 for 12 in this series. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Raya appears in for his sign. He's got it ready from the stretch. And the right-hander flicks home. Ortiz bounces it right side. Two hops to the second baseman Rucker, who's got into the chest. Turns and throws out Ortiz, and the inning is over. So the Rough Riders spoil a double from Josh Hatcher. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go into the second. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're at the top of the second inning. Alex Isola, the first baseman, leads it off. Isola with a home run in yesterday's game. 0-0 our score here in the top of the second inning. Isola to be followed by Aaron Sabato and Kyler Fedko against Andy Rodriguez, who got a double play behind him after an error in the first. He winds back and offers. There's a breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Isola's home run yesterday, the only hit he's had in this series, though he has walked three times. 0-1. That's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Andy Rodriguez is making a very special start for him today. Not just because it's his second in the minors. 1-1. That's flying out of play down the right field line. It's 1-2. His mother is in town. And it's not like she just drove from down the road. She came here from Cuba. And this is the first time that his mom is watching him in person in 5 years. The pitch. That's low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes as Andy defected from Cuba and has made his way up through the minor leagues. 2-2. There's a check swing foul off of Johnson's glove. Still two balls and two strikes. He went to college just outside of Miami after defecting. Pitched 1 year for a community college. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rangers. 2-2. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. And back behind it, Johnson, the catcher, into foul ground, makes the grab. One down for Aaron Sabato. 0-0 our score here in the second. So it's a very special day and a very special start for Andy. And I can't imagine the emotions that are going through his mind and his mother's mind and his family's. And just very excited to see him make this appearance today. Pull side shift for the right-handed batting Aaron Sabato. First pitch. Rodriguez misses outside, just pulling it. It's one ball and no strikes. He rocks back into his wind in the 1-0. Breaking ball dips low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. When Andy made his start last week, he became the 17th Rough Riders starter this year. And includes rehabbers. 2-2. Fouled away down the right side, and it's two balls and one strike now. That 17 starter mark is the second most in the Texas League out of any team. 2-1. Up and away, and it's three balls and one strike. Corpus Christi with 19 is the only team that's had more starting pitchers than the Rough Riders this season. And then you think about last year when they had 22 different starting pitchers. That was a ton. 3-1. A fly ball hammered into right center field, sending Ortiz back, though it shies up in front of the warning track, and Ortiz paws it out of the sky. Two outs. Kyler Fedko bats now. 0-0 our score. Rodriguez has faced the minimum through the first five batters. The Rough Riders have used their fair share of starting pitching this year, but a lot of that has been because of movement throughout the organization. The pitch. A broken bat ground ball on one hop to first. Hatcher's got it, and he takes it to the bag, avoiding the kindling that went down the third base line. And it's the final out here of the second. Two really strong innings for Andy Rodriguez. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the second. Next, Rough Riders nothing, and the Wind Surge nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Luis Meneses makes his way to the plate for the Rough Riders here in the second. 0-0 our score. Frisco and Wichita. The Rough Riders playing as Quesos de Frisco today in their Copa uniforms. Marco Raya allowed a double to Josh Hatcher in the first, but nothing else. In the first pitch, Meneses fouls it away to the left side. It's 0-1. Meneses designated hitting today. He's slowed down just a little bit since initially joining the Rough Riders when he was shot out of a cannon. Just about as hot as you could possibly be. 0-1. That's down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. It hits in 17 of his first 18 games, and now playing in his 27th game with the Rough Riders has just slowed down a bit, but has still been very productive at the plate. Raya readies from the stretch in the 1-1. There's a line drive to second, but right at Rucker. He makes the catch. Meneses only got about 3 or 4 feet out of the box before shutting it down. And there's one out. Aaron Zavala takes his turn. Zavala's reached in 13 straight. Raya ready from the stretch. He fires home. There's a fly ball lifted into straightaway left field. Fedko tracing a couple of steps back, now strides in and makes the catch. Two outs. And that brings the catcher, Cooper Johnson, up. Rough Riders have the only hit combined between these two teams. Raya looking to be a little bit more efficient here in this inning. After not necessarily a lengthy inning in the first, but probably threw a few more pitches than he would have liked. Offering it, swinging a ground ball down the third baseline. Schoble's got it on the backhand, and he throws across in time, and that is certainly very efficient. 5 pitches in a 1-2-3 second. We go top third, Rough Riders nothing, Wind Surge nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't find,
her parents paid. We go to the top of the third inning. The Rough Riders and Wind Surge tied at nothing-nothing. And to tell you more about it, here's Luke.
Thank you, Zach. That's Andy Rodriguez back on the hill. And if you were with us for his last start, similar setup. He went through two pretty easy, but ran into trouble in the third. The offering home, there's a fly ball down the right field line. Long run for Ortiz. He's in the corner, and it'll bounce away from him. A fair ball. Extra bases for Ortega. He turns to third, the cutoff, and there's no throw to be made. It's a leadoff triple for Jarrell Ortega. His third hit of the series, and the first one that goes for extra bases. Didn't hit it all that hard, but just the perfect spot. It continued to tail away from the right fielder, Ortiz. Abby was running along, but just outside of his reach, and then ran away into the corner. The first run of the ball game stands 90 feet away for Wichita with nobody out. Noah Cardenas steps in. Rodriguez steps off the mound, appeals to second, where third base umpire Justin Juska says he's safe. They were appealing that Ortega missed second base, but he did not. Rodriguez peering in, ready to throw pitch number 25 of the outing, and the pitch dips beneath the zone. Rodriguez, that four-pitch mix that we talked about, fastball, cutter, slider, and changeup. Now and there, the slider beneath the zone. Right-hander comes set. The 1-0. Down in the dirt. Missed with a fastball at 92. Two balls and no strikes. We've talked about the first career start for Rodriguez being on the road this past week in Springdale, Arkansas, against the Royals affiliate. The 2-0 on its way. That one misses low and away. And Rodriguez gave up one run in the second inning, and he gave up another in the third, but didn't make it all the way through three innings. He's behind, three balls and no strikes on the right-handed hitting catcher, Cardenas. 3-0. That one just misses outside. It's a four-pitch walk. Rodriguez has thrown five pitches here in the frame. Only one of them have found the strike zone, and Jarrell Ortega turned on that one, and it resulted in a leadoff triple. The runners at the corners with nobody gone for the bottom of this order, and Ben Ross. Ross has been the shortstop and hit ninth now in all four games of this series. He's 2-for-9 with a strikeout and two walks. He's also scored a run. Rodriguez kicks and fires, and the first pitch called a strike on the outer edge. That time with the fastball. Rodriguez has made it through three innings once this year. That was at the beginning of August. He kicks and fires. The 0-1 is fouled back out of play. And it's quickly nothing in two. On the Wind Surge shortstop. That was August 4th at San Antonio. Rodriguez went three innings of scoreless baseball. The only base runner he allowed was on a base hit. Didn't strike anybody out. 0-2. Looped in the air right side. Josh Hatcher, the first baseman, looking up at it. He's there right next to the first base pillow to make the grab. A pop out creates out number one of the top of the third inning in a scoreless ball game. But a big first out for Rodriguez as runners at the corners. Now with one away for the top of the lineup, and Kalai Rosario. Rosario struck out in his first trip against Rodriguez to open this ballgame. He saw a 10-game hitting streak snapped last night, going 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts. First pitch, down the dirt, blocked by Johnson. That hitting streak of 10 games was the longest by a Winsearch player this year. They have seen 3 different 9-game hitting streaks, not including Rosario's 10-game. So 4 players have reached at least 9 games with a hit. 1-0. Check swing, and they appeal down to first. Clay Williams says, yes, he did. It's 1-1. The most recent player was Luke Kuechel. He's missing the remainder of the year with an injury. To reach that 9 consecutive games with a hit mark. 1-1 to the right fielder. Called a strike over the heart of the plate. Ball and 2 strikes with runners at the corner. Still a scoreless ball game. Both teams have collected 1 hit. 1 hit for Wichita came to lead off this inning on the first pitch. Lead off triple by Jarell Ortega. He stands at third. 1-2. Chopper left side. Freeman leaps and it's over his glove and into left field. An RBI knock for Rosario at the top of the lineup. That'll start our scoring. It's 1-0 Wichita. Freeman did all he could on a ball chopped right in front of the plate, and it caromed down and just outside the reach of Cody Freeman, who went leaping into the air trying to make the play. He got close, but it's an RBI single for Rosario. Ortega scoring on the play. Cardenas up to second, so it's first and second with one away. Now a 1-0 ball game in favor of the visitors tonight. Rodriguez peers in. He comes set, looks to second, now delivers home to Rucker. Wave and a miss. Rucker, the second baseman, he bounced into an error technically his first time up. Pitch misses outside, or even at a ball and a strike. He grounded to Caber Rodriguez at short. Rodriguez wasn't able to field it cleanly, but no harm done as Tanner Schobel grounded into a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play in the first. He stands on deck, the 1-1. Chopper left side, Freeman has it on to second for one. Hardy's throw to first in time. The second 5-4-3 double play tonight for Andy Rodriguez. And the Riders are out of the frame. The top of the third has come and gone. But Wichita takes a 1-0 advantage. They get a run. It comes on 2 hits. No errors and 1 stranded aboard the base paths. We turn the car. Bottom of the third next. Rough Riders coming up trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Marco Raya back on the hill to take on Kaber Rodriguez to open the home half of the third. 1-0 Wichita as Raya kicks and fires in the first pitch. Clients inside for ball one. Time. It's Rodriguez, Hardy, and Osuna, the 3-2 up. Raya was extremely efficient in the second inning. Just needed 5 pitch to retire the side. As Rodriguez fouls one back out of play. Evens things at a ball to strike. Raya threw 12 pitches in that first inning. He allowed a one-out double to Josh Hatcher, but no damage done. And then just 5 in the second frame. As Rodriguez shoots one foul again. Back off the netting. Just narrowly missed underneath a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the upper third of the strike zone. Kaber is 1-for-7 across 2 games in this series. He struck out twice. He was the hero last week. 1-2. Chopper out towards shortstop. Ross has it. Shuffles to his left and fires a strike to sit down Rodriguez. Oh, one away. Mentioned Kaber being the hero last week. And a go-ahead 8th-inning grand slam. In a game the Rough Riders would go on to win. Then steps Theo Hardy. Had last night off until a pinch hit for Max Acosta in the 6th inning. Offering home, and Hardy watches it just outside for ball one. 96 with a fastball was Raya. Hardy in his Double-A career now, one of the newest members of the Rough Riders. He's just 0-for-4 across 2 games. He has reached twice. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Slider down and in to the switch hitting lefty at the moment. Hardy last night went 0-for-1 with a walk. Those 2 times he's reached have been via walk and a hit by pitch. 1-1. Drifts outside. Change up. Got away from the right-handed Raya. Theo Hardy still looking for hit number 1 of his Double-A career. Through a very short stint with High A Hickory. 2-1. Trying to check his swing, and they say he went around. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The slider well downstairs, and the second time that Hardy seemed a bit unsure of a swing at that slider. Not be surprised to see the Minnesota Twins' number 7 prospect go back to that pitch. Alejandro Osuna looming on deck. 2-2. Taken downstairs, and Hardy's worked the count to full. One. Very few trips to the plate. If there's one thing you can say about Theo Hardy, it's that he's been able to work the count. He's not an easy out despite not picking up a hit yet. Just 0-for-4. He's reached twice. 3-2 pitch on the way, and he shoots it foul. A defensive swing as he let that one get deep. That was the slider, and then he shot it off the top of the netting above the Rough Riders dugout. For a pitch that the first 2 times, you check your swing. It's a pretty good approach. That ball escaped the berm out in right center field. So the right fielder Rosario ranges back to the track to gift it back to the fans. Chucks it into the lazy river.
It's kind of a blind toss up there. It's a little dangerous.
Blind toss. We saw it splash down. Everyone's okay. Did his best skyhook impression there. Another 3-2 to Theo Hardy on its way. And he shoots it foul. It'll pop up back behind the plate on the left side. Thorber remains 3-2 on the Riders' second baseman. Raya trots around the mound. He retoes the rubber. Raya with some bright cleats tonight. Navy blue with some pink accents. 3-2.
Hardy takes, called strike three, got him looking. He went back to the slider at 91 miles an hour and just hit the outside corner at the bottom of the zone. Second strikeout for Marco Raya. And through the first trip through the Rough Riders order, he's allowed just one base runner. It was a double to Josh Hatcher, who stands on deck. Here's Alejandro Osuna, who struck out in his first trip. Chased a pitch downstairs. And the first offering. Osuna chops it right side and gloved by the first baseman, Isola. He'll take it to the bag himself. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Marco Raya. The Rough Riders, nothing doing in the bottom of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. After three, it's 1-0 Wichita over Frisco here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Sitting at 38 pitches, Andy Rodriguez is back out for the top of the fourth inning. One out would make a new season high for Andy. He goes to work against Tanner Schoble on the first pitch. Is in there, called a strike. Fastball at 92 at the knees. He rocks and fires, and there's a half swing. He went around. Fooled him with that cutter away. And it's quickly nothing and two on Tanner Schoble, who bounced into a 5-4-3 double play, and he waves and misses at that pitch. There's the slider from Rodriguez, and he needs just three pitches to sit down Schoble. Second strikeout for Andy Rod. And there's one gone here at the top of the fourth. No action out in the Rough Riders bullpen yet. Rodriguez, normally a reliever for Frisco. He rocks and fires, and the first pitch to Isola is called a strike. Another first pitch fastball in there. Over third of the strike zone. He's ready with the 0-1, and that one lined right side and into right field, a base hit. Alex Isola has his second hit of the series. First time he's picked up a hit that has stayed in the ballpark. He homered yesterday. That was in the third inning. A two-run homer. It proved to be the difference in the game. That was a five-run third inning yesterday for the wind surge. They ended up winning it 6-4. That two-run homer capped off the score. Pitch home. Misses downstairs. Aaron Sabato flew out to right in his first trip against Rodriguez. Right-hander set at the belt. Lifts and fires. Wave and a miss. Got him to swing over the top of that cutter. Even at a ball and a strike. One away, and Alex Isola after the one-out single standing at first. He starts to run. Rodriguez steps up. He's got him caught in a rundown. Fires back to first, and Hatcher's going to apply the tag. And there are two gone. Isola started shuffling his feet and then appeared to be in no man's land and eventually just expected Rodriguez to kick and fire to the plate, but it didn't happen and he got caught out there in the middle of nowhere. Rodriguez did a nice job of not panicking, stepping off the back of the rubber and then throwing over to first. As the pitch to Sabato is hit high in the air out into shallow right center field. It's Theo Hardy, the second baseman, camped under it. He's there to make the play, and Andy Rodriguez faces the minimum in his fourth inning of work. Pop out to second ends the frame. It's no runs on one hit. No errors, and nobody left aboard the bases. We go bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders trailing the wind surge 1-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Marco Raya has gone through three innings of work, and he's done it with 30 pitches, and he gets Josh Hatcher to open the fourth, and Hatcher swings and misses at a slider down in the dirt. Hatcher, the lone hit for the Rough Riders, near the first trip through the order. He doubled with one out in the first inning, but was stranded there at second base. Marked his first extra base hit of the series. He's now 5-for-14 in the set. 0-1 from Raya. Hatcher takes downstairs for ball one. Raya has thrown 22 of his 32 pitches for strike. Very efficient for a guy that hasn't been able to work too deep in ball games this year. 1-1. Hatcher watches high and away. Fastball at 94. He's got himself a 2-1 advantage. Raya's longest start of the year was back in early August. On August 9th, he went six innings. He's only made it through five innings on three occasions this year, but has set himself up nicely here in this one. 2-1 glides upstairs. It's a 3-1 advantage for Hatch. It's Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman, and Abimelech Ortiz, the 3-2 up. And this is where the Rough Riders have done much of their damage here in this series. It's been the top four in the order, specifically those four guys. The pitch glides outside, and Hatcher works a leadoff walk. First walk issued by Marco Raya, and Josh Hatcher has reached in both trips. The Rough Riders in this series have gotten that production from the top four. The top four in the order in Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, and Ortiz, the four at the top tonight, coming into tonight had a .333 batting average. They were 15-for-45 with three extra base hits, including a home run and five RBI. Pitch home. Lines outside, and Freeman jumps ahead 1-0. As opposed to the bottom five in this lineup tonight, in the series, entered just 2-for-35. Batting average, .057. It's been top heavy for the Rough Riders in this series. 1-0 on its way to Freeman, and that one skips to the backstop. Freeman had to hit the dirt. Hatcher will move up to second base. High and tight on Cody Freeman, and he dropped immediately to the ground to avoid that pitch at 92 miles an hour. A wild pitch allows Hatcher to move up 90 feet. Watching the replay. Freeman just had to bail out of the box. Dropped straight to the dirt. Two balls and no strikes now. Raya was super efficient through the first three innings. Struggling to find the control. There's a ground ball to short. Hatcher caught in a rundown now. Ross flipped it on to second base. Now chasing him, Schobel chasing Hatcher back to second. He pump fakes and applies the tag. Freeman safe over at first base. But Josh Hatcher, a mistake on the base pass. He shuffled his feet as that ground ball went to short. And then he tried to get back to the bag and lost his footing. And that allowed Rucker to receive the throw at second and open up the rundown. Freeman safe on the fielder's choice. But Hatcher erased from the base pass. Here's Abimelech Ortiz from the left side. First pitch. Chopper right side, and a nice play by Isola. He flips to second for one. Back over to first, and it skips underneath Reyes' mitt. And Ortiz will be safe at first. That was a solid play by Isola. We've seen behind the plate, in the outfield, and now at first base across this series. He ranged over to his right, took his glove hand, that left hand, and reached skyward across his body. Took him right into the throw at second base. He threw a strike. Wichita just gets one.
Ross made a good throw to first as well. Raya just missed it. It was a little bit low, but it was about shin high. He just completely whiffed on the throw, and that's a play he probably should tell you he should make.
Yeah, he was frustrated, yelling into his glove after the play. It's Luis Mieses who launches a first pitch strike. 95, Anthony. There is no error there, assessed Marco Raya. Just a fielder's choice. Teases it first. Offering home, and Mieses shoots it foul on the ground off the first baseline.
This is a situation where you'd love to see the Riders take advantage of essentially being given an extra out here. And with a guy who's trying to get back up on the horse, hit the ball hard his first time up, and Mieses lining out to second. Take advantage of these early parts of the game as Frisco is already 0-for with runners in scoring position, even though they've had their opportunities. They're 0-for-3.
Struggled with that as of late, especially in this series. 0-2 to Mieses. Line drive into right center field. It'll dunk in ahead. Ortiz going first to third. They'll get there standing up. And the Riders in business. And as Zach mentioned, have to take advantage of some new life. And the Riders, at this point, have done that with a base hit. It's first and third with two gone for Aaron Zavala. Z looking for his first hit in this series. He flew out to left his first time up. Back on Monday, he snapped an 11-game hitting streak and has gone hitless since, playing in his third game out of four in this series. He's 0-for-6 with two strikeouts. What a prime opportunity here to tie this ballgame. First pitch to the lefty. Soft ground ball right side. Second baseman Rucker collects and fires on to first in time. And Zavala grounds out to second to end the Riders' threat. The Rough Riders get no runs on no hits, no errors, but they leave one stranded aboard the base paths. And after four innings, Wichita is still out in front of Frisco 1-0. We come back for the top of the fifth. It's Zach Bigley on the mic here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we.
Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
A gorgeous setting for baseball on this Friday night. Rough Riders trail the Windsurge 1-0. First pitch to Kyler Fedko from Andy Rodriguez outside. One ball and no strikes. He's Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy you're spending your Friday night with us. Pitch home to Fedko. It slips outside as well. 2-0. If you're just joining us, Wichita got on the scoreboard with a Kalei Rosario RBI single chopped into left field back in the third. 2-0. Low and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Rodriguez has received a couple double plays behind him to help him, but he's going into the fifth inning here. This is a guy who we expected to go maybe three innings. It's by far a season long for him. The pitch is inside. Ball four, and he walks Fedko. Jarrell Ortega, the batter now. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 here in the fifth. And Jackson Kelly is loosening out of the Rough Riders bullpen, so expect the leash to be pretty short for Andy Rod in this inning. The four innings is a career long for Rodriguez. His previous career long was three earlier this season. Here's the stretch and the offering into Ortega. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Oh, my goodness. Guess who just walked in the door? Unbelievable. Here's the stretch from Rodriguez and the 0-1 on the way to Ortega. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-2. Hello.
Hello.
It's just the voice of Kristen King.
You mean the voice of the 10-minute countdown?
It's the voice of the 10-minute countdown, Kristen King.
The first time live this
year? It's wow. True, guys. It's true. I'm here.
It's Kristen's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you brought us a gift for your birthday.
Yep, I feel like I'm the kid bringing cake to school for my birthday.
I love it. What'd you bring us?
I brought you guys some strawberry lemon chill.
Oh, nice. The throw goes over to first, not in time. We're giving them out today, right? For free.
Yes, for free. We just brought them on as a partner. We're serving them in the ballpark again. They're doing a relaunch, so they gave them away. They're still giving them away right now.
All right, you can follow Lemon Chill at Lemon Chill Co. on social media. That's CO. 0-2 is a ground ball foul down the left side. Still no balls and two strikes. You can snap a selfie with the frozen treat or just have some fun. Lemon Chill Co. on social media. Some nice frozen lemonades here. Love it. These are some of my favorite ballpark snacks. Thank you, Kristen.
No problem,
thank you,
guys. My gift to you.
Aw. 0-2 is a check swing. He went around. Strike three. There's the first out here in the fifth inning. Nora Cardenas stands in now. Fedko is at first base. 1-0. Wichita is out in front. All right, Kristen, it's your birthday. It's been exactly 365 days since you were last on our broadcast. What has been the best moment this year for you on the promotion side?
Oh, the toughest question to answer.
Runner takes off. There's a fly ball into center field, sending Osuna back. He's under it in dead center and puts it away, sending Fedko scampering back into first. So two outs, and Ben Ross stands in.
I don't know. I think the Mutt Cuts fan this season really stands out to me, the bowl cuts. It will never be replicated.
I want some outfield mutt busting.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was pretty good, too.
That was fun.
That was awesome.
And with the Mudcuts band for Dumb and Dumber out here, and then the Mudcuts, or the Mutton Busting. Wow, it sounds pretty similar, actually. First pitch. Petco watches a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. We've had some fun out here. Expecting a really fun night tomorrow night as well.
Yes. Yeah, it should be a packed house, Dallas Mavs night, Jacob DeGrom.
Runner takes off, 0-1, pitches outside, throw down, and they got him! Cooper Johnson nails Petco, trying to run down to second, inning over. Well, Kristen, it was a 1-2-3 inning last year. Look what happened this year.
It was all my plan. I'll bring you guys stuff, get on air.
Happy birthday,
thank
Kristen.
Thank you for the gift.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Riders trail 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're in the home half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders trail Wichita 1-0. Happy you're with us on this Friday night. Luke's going to go enjoy his lemon chill that he got.
Yeah, I'm breaking this thing open right away.
Here's the stretch in the first pitch to Cooper Johnson from Marco Raya. There's a foul out of play down the right side. It's 0-1. All right, so lemon chill. It's a strawberry frozen lemonade.
Lemon chill ASMR going on over here.
I got a fork. I feel like this is not how it's supposed to go.
I got the wooden spoon.
0-1. That's inside, and it's 1-1-1. That's the strawberry lemon chill. It's really good. I tried it earlier. Luke's mining out there.
I am. That's pretty good.
Okay. 1-1. That's a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. I feel like you're burning calories by just trying to get the frozen lemonade out.
That's the whole point.
1-2 offering to Coop. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat out to left. Shallow. Fedko tracing in. It's the shortstop Ross who's out to make the catch. Gabriel Rodriguez bats now. Do you want to rate it for us on a 1 to 10 scale?
I got to get another bite for that.
Okay. What's your scale consist of? He ate it upside down.
I did. It was kind of odd.
Gabriel Rodriguez stands in. First pitch on the way from Marco Raya. Popped up into shallow right field. Down the line. Rosario cutting over near foul ground. And he runs out of room
It hits on the warning track and bounces up into the stands, 0-1.
All right, our scale here consists of scoopability, which is pretty good with this wooden spoon. I don't know about your fork, Zach.
Yeah, I'll have to get back to you on that.
And it's pretty easy. I like that. We're going to go consistency, which is also very good. And I like, it is a lemon chill, so I want a little tart, a little sour vibe to it. I'm going to give it a 9.2 out of 10.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Really good. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say if this was about a month ago, it would be higher on the scale because it was about 20 degrees hotter.
Yes.
Pitch. There's a swing and a miss by Rodriguez, and it's 0-2 now. Trying out the lemon chills. Brand new partner here with the Rough Riders. You can come on out to the ballpark and get one either tomorrow or Sunday. But if you're looking to get a ticket for tomorrow's game, you better hurry up. Expecting a near sellout tomorrow. Jacob DeGrom expected to rehab tomorrow. 0-2 offering to Rodriguez. A fly ball hammered out to left field. Down the line, Fedco over, and he's there to make the grab just off the end of the bat from Rodriguez. 2 outs. Theo Hardy bats now in the 9 spot. Hey, if you're watching on Bally Live, there's the lemon chill. That's what Luke is trying out here. We have the lemon chills up here in the booth as well. Theo Hardy stands in. The pitch. That's just outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Hardy struck out, looking back in the third. The pitch. There's a line drive into right field. There's the first career double A hit for Hardy, and he rounds first. He's headed into second. The throw is late. It's a hustle double for Theo Hardy. The first career double A hit, and it's extra bases. Congratulations to Theo Hardy, and what an aggressive turn right out of the box, scampering into second.
Talking with Theo Hardy, he said the things that he prides himself on are his defense and just overall hustle. And so far to this point, he's stayed true to his word. Right there, so many guys are looking at just one base there. Hardy now gives the Rough Riders a shot to tie this game with one swing of the bat.
So now he's in scoring position. And Alejandro Osuna bats the pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Bottom of the fifth inning. Riders down 1-0. Frisco has not been able to come up with a hit with a runner in scoring position tonight. They're 0-4. Now just 4-42 in the series. The pitch. That's below the zone, and it's 1-1. And Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, was talking before today's game about runners in scoring position and how that's been a big focus for the Rough Riders because it hasn't necessarily been good over the last few weeks for Frisco of knocking in runners. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. That's outside, and it's 2-1. Really a big reason why the Rough Riders have been scoring runs over the last 2 weeks or so is because they've been hitting homers, a lot of home runs, but the numbers with runners in scoring position haven't been good. There's a line drive in his center field. It drops down a hit. Hardy racing around third. Ortega's throw to the plate is airmailed. Hardy scores, and the game is tied. Alejandro Osuna up to second base, an RBI single. And we have a brand new game, all thanks to the hustle of Theo Hardy. A pure swing on a line drive single into center field. Ortega got behind the throw but just launched it. And Hardy easily able to come into score. And Josh Hatcher bats now. Hatcher has doubled and walked. They appeal over at first to see if Osuna missed first base. He did not. Raya stretches and pitches. Swing and a miss by Hatcher. It's 0-1. Hatcher had the go-ahead RBI single in the Riders' 2-1 victory on Wednesday. He's now 5-for-14 in the series. 0-1. He checks his swing and didn't go. Ball on a strike. Riders first baseman hitting over 300 again now after a really hot stretch. Hatch hitting 467 in his last seven games coming into tonight. Add on another hit. 1-1. He swings and misses at a high fastball. 1-2. Big rip from Hatcher. Pull side shift against the left-handed batter. And Raya steps off. Wants a redo of the signs. It's a good crowd on a Friday night. Raya steps off again. That's his second disengagement in this at-bat. And Alanor Cardenas goes out and has a chat with him, the catcher. Tied at one, bottom of the fifth inning. My lemon chill is melting. Hatcher stands back in. Left-handed batter. Here's the right-hander's pitch. It's down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Cody Freeman waiting on deck for the Rough Riders in this fifth. Raya brings it. Foul back, still 2-2. This is only the fourth time in Marco Raya's three-year minor league career that he has gone, or he will have finished five innings if he does finish this fifth. Not a guy who's gone very deep, the number seven prospect in the Twins organization. The pitch. Up and away. We're full. Osuna will not take off, being there's no runner behind him at second. Infield plays to pull, and the outfield plays shallow, slightly to the opposite way for the left-handed batter. Raya fires home, swinging a bouncing ball, two hops out to second base. Rucker charges and picks and throws him out, and the inning is over. But the Rough Riders do get a run to tie the game. One run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the sixth. Rough Riders and Wind Surge, 1-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Jackson Kelly is on the mound for the Rough Riders. A pitching change for Frisco as we go to the top of the sixth inning. 9-1 and 2 due up, and the first pitch to Ben Ross is a bouncing ball to third. Freeman backs up on it. He's got it. Long throw across is in time. One away. Kelly replacing Andy Rodriguez after he went five really strong innings, allowing just one run on three hits. He struck out three and walked one. Kalei Rosario bats now, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Rosario, an RBI single back in the third. Kelly fires, and it's on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Rodriguez with a career high in innings pitched with five, breaking his initial career high of three innings, so two past what he normally does. And now Kelly, the first man out of the bullpen, the offering slithers high, and it's 1-2. Kelly, the 24-year-old, 6'1", 185, out of Marietta, Georgia, went to Mercer, just like his renewed teammate out of the bullpen, and Ryan Lobis, the pitch. It's fouled away down the right side, and it's one ball and two strikes. Kelly making his 12th appearance for the Rough Riders. He's 2-1 with a 4.30 ERA. And 21 strikeouts over 14 and two-thirds innings. He deals, and it's fouled away down the right side again on a line, and it's still one ball and two strikes. As you might expect with a sidearm thrower, Kelly is very effective against right-handed batters. 1-2 inside. Two balls and two strikes. Righty's hitting just 145 against him. Lefty's 215. 2-2. Swinging a soft bouncer up the middle. Rodriguez charges, picks it short, fires on the run, and gets him two away. Two up, two down in the sixth for Jake Rucker. Rucker 0-2. Reached on an error and bounced into a double play in his two trips. First pitch. It's fouled back, and it's 0-1. Tied at 1 here at the top of the sixth inning on this Friday night. Luke's still going to town on that lemon chill. 0-1. That's fouled away down the right side. It's 0-2.
And I stand by my 9.2 rating.
All right. I love it.
Which is pretty good.
I'm sitting here watching mine melt with my fork.
It's good stuff right there.
Oh, yeah. 0-2 offering. Just a bit high. Barely missed, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ryder is currently out hitting the wind surge, 4-3. The pitch is popped up into shallow right field. It'll be Malek Ortiz coming in, and he's under it to make the catch. Side retired in the sixth inning in 1-2-3 fashion by Jackson Kelly out of the bullpen. Bottom six next, Frisco and Wichita tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning. Tied at one, Cody Freeman bats. First pitch. There's a line drive down the left side. It lands in fair and keeps on rolling into the corner. Freeman up to second base. He's got a double to lead it off in the sixth. Well, Rough Riders right away with the go-ahead run in scoring position here in the sixth inning. Malek Ortiz makes his way to the plate. New man out on the hill for Wichita. First pitch. There's a ground ball to the right side. Backhanded stop by Sola. He waves off Lewis, the new pitcher, and makes it to the bag himself for the out. On the plate, Freeman down to third, and there's one out for Luis Meneses, who singled his last time up. Corey Lewis is the new pitcher, as expected, the piggybacker for Marco Raya, who's done after his five innings. Lewis, a very unique pitcher because he throws a knuckleball as the infield comes in. He readies from the stretch and fires. There's a swing and a miss on that knuckleball. It's 0-1. It's a knuckleball that is not necessarily going to have a very low spin rate. It's a harder knuckleball. The 0-1 is a ground ball foul again on the right side. It's 0-2. But he throws it with pretty good regularity. AC is trying to pick up a base hit against him and drive in the go-ahead run here. Lewis brings it in. There's a soft tapper down the first base side. Backhanded stop. Isola race to the bag just in time. Freeman does score on the play and the Riders lead. Isola barehanded it to the right side instead of backhanding it with the glove and then came in or thought better of throwing home rather and decided to just race to first and just beat Meneses. It's an RBI ground out, three unassisted. Riders lead it. Two outs here in the sixth inning. 2-1 Frisco. Here's Aaron Zavala, and Lewis fires home and misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Nearly a collision at first place, or first base, so hopefully everyone's okay. 1-0. A check swing and a miss. A fastball up and away, and it's one ball and one strike now on Z.
Zavala 0 for 2 with a fly out to left and a ground out to second today. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Off the outside edge, it's one ball and two strikes. Zavala calls time and steps out. Two-one Frisco, bottom of the sixth. Pitch home, down to the dirt. 2-2. Here's Lewis's 2-2. He fouled back into the netting, and it's still two balls and two strikes on Zavala, who is hitting .328 in his last 16 games coming into tonight. Lewis offers. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner at the knees. Zavala down looking and inning over. The Riders do take advantage of the double, though, from Cody Freeman to lead it off. And they take the lead 2-1 into the top of the seventh inning. Luke's on the mic next. We'll have some trivia for you on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jackson Kelly is back on the mound. Top of the seventh inning, Rough Riders have scored one run in each of the fifth and sixth innings to propel themselves out to a 2-1 advantage. Right-handed hitting Tanner Schobel stepping in the 3-5 batters to up here. The first pitch from Kelly called a strike at the top of the zone. Nothing in one. On the Wichita third baseman. Kicks and fires. There's a flare foul back out of play. It's quickly nothing at two. Offering home, and that one just glides outside. One and two the count. Kelly set at the belt. Rocks and fires. There's a flare towards right field. Ortiz started in. He glides to his left, and he's there to make the grab. Well, we'll dive into some trivia here. Zach, we go back to this date in 1995, where Cal Ripken Jr. reached his 2,131st consecutive game, snapping Lou Gehrig's 56-year record. We're not going to look at overall streaks. We've done that over the course of the year. As Kelly pitches to Isola, and the pitch rides outside. So we're going to look at the most seasons playing all 162 games in a season. Zach, there's six players all time that have done that five or more times. Breaking ball called a strike. So let's see how many of those six that have played at least 162, or all 162 games, in five or more seasons in their career. 1-1. Called a strike. Kelly has the advantage.
Including Cal Ripken?
Cal Ripken is okay. The first at 10.
Miguel Tejada.
Tejada had it six. He's tied for fourth. So foul ball back out of play.
Alex Rodriguez.
No, A-Rod. There is a group of players tied at four. I believe A-Rod might have done it three times. 1-2. Pop up right side in foul ground. Hatcher, the first baseman, watches it. Ball just shy of that bullpen.
Prince Fielder.
Prince Fielder is one of those tied at four. So if we went to 10 players, he would be part of it. That group is Prince Fielder, Ichiro, Jeff Bagwell. Those guys are all involved in that tied at four. Pitch misses just off the outside corner at the top of the zone, even at two balls and two strikes.
Okay. Mark Teixeira.
No Teixeira. Lifted high and deep down the left field line. The ball arranging over, and he'll watch it fall foul.
Tony Gwynn.
No, Tony Gwynn. There's a couple names on here that are not huge names. There's some Hall of Famers. 2-2. Chopper out towards short. Rodriguez has it, collects, and delivers in time. We cut down Isola.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose at two with eight in his career.
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson is also one of those guys tied at four.
Okay. Is Marcus Semien on the list?
He is not. Pitch home to Sabato, and it runs just outside of the right-handed hitter.
Are there any active players?
There are not. Offering from Kelly, and there's a called strike.
By Albert Pujols.
No Albert Pujols. Kelly's 1-1 offering drifts outside. Comes behind 2-1. Pitch home, there's a flare out to first base, and Hatcher got it on a one-hop, knocked it down, he jumps to the first base bag, and there is the top of the seventh inning. What a play by Josh Hatcher, and ends the frame on a ball hit at 113 miles an hour, short-hopped into his mitt. When Jackson Kelly delivers a 1-2-3 scoreless top of the seventh. To the home half of the seventh inning we go, with the Riders out in front of the Wind Surge, 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher made a tremendous play to end the top of the frame. He brings us back here in the home half. It's Cooper Johnson, Caber Rodriguez, and Theo Hardy, the three to up. The bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders against Corey Lewis, who needed just 11 pitches in his first inning of work, but the Rough Riders tagged him for a run. scored in back-to-back innings, and it was first offering. Called a strike on Cooper Johnson. Johnson has stepped into the box twice tonight. He's 0-for-2 with a ground out to third and a pop out to short. The 0-1 offering is hammered down the line, but well fouled into the seats. Lewis hops ahead, and we get some applause out there. Kent came up with a baseball. Did he make the grab? I didn't see it. Nonetheless, he's got himself a souvenir. 0-2. Drifts upstairs. 1-2 on the Rough Riders catcher. Coop just 1-for-13 in the series. That one hit was an extra base hit. It was a double. A 1-2. Flared off to the right side and out of play. We continue our trivia. Talking about most seasons in a career, playing all 162 games. Zach has Cal Ripken Jr. with 10, Pete Rose with 8, and Miguel Tejada with 6.
Derek Jeter?
No Jeter. 1-2. Looper down the right field line and hooking foul, and it's going to drop in foul. Long run for Rosario. I'll give you a hint. One of these players was not involved in trivia at all this year, but has been brought up a few times as of late. In trivia, that is. We had gone a long time and hadn't mentioned this person, but over the last few weeks, we've talked about them.
Alberto Callaspo.
1-2 on its way, and it misses upstairs, or even a 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not Alberto Callaspo. To answer your question on Simeon, him and Matt Olson are the only players active, and they've done it 3 times. As Johnson sends a drive out to right center field, Ortega ranging into the alleyway, and on the run right in front of the warning track is there to make the grab. One gone.
What about Jeff Kent?
No Jeff Kent.
Todd Helton?
No help. First offering to Caber Rodriguez. Pop up right side. Foul ground. The first baseman Isola. The catcher Cardenas at the dugout. And on the top step, he's there to make the grab. Isola, the first baseman, with a solid play. Caber Rodriguez fouls out to first. Zach, the player at third did it 7 seasons. They were a big part of the Dodgers stretch in the late 70s and early 80s.
Steve Sachs?
No, but...
Steve Garvey?
Steve Garvey, okay. There you go. Steve Garvey, the player in fifth on this list, is in a tie with Miguel Tejada. 6 seasons as Hardy squares to bunny, pulls back, and a called strike. This is a Hall of Fame player. It's actually the only player in Major League history with seasons with over 162 games. He played in some interesting matchups, some delayed games that technically would make it over 162. Pitch home. And Theo Hardy takes downstairs. 2-1. It's known for
Kirby Puckett?
No. Played in the 60s era. This is, in my opinion, the hardest one, but is a Hall of Famer. Hardy pops it up left side in foul territory. And Schoble, the third baseman, just has to watch it fall into the crowd.
Brooks Robinson?
Brooks Robinson was in that group tied with Ford. Played with the Cubs.
Ernie Banks?
No. 2-2. Downstairs. And the count runs full. Three and two the count. Osuna on deck. Pitch to Hardy, drifts inside, and he works himself a walk. Hardy's reached twice today in It's a two-out walk for the Rough Riders. And that brings up the top of the order.
Billy Williams?
It is Billy Williams.
Okay.
It is Billy Williams. And the last member of this list, six players to have played at least five seasons playing all 162 games, is the one that we've brought up in trivia lately. Did it with three different teams. There's a pickoff to first, and Hardy back in standing up. Did it with the Cubs, Dodgers, and Marlins. Early 2000s. Pitch home, and Osuna pops it up, and foul ground, and it works its way out of play.
Juan Pierre?
It is Juan Pierre.
Juan Pierre.
Juan Pierre has been a part of three trivias in the past 2 weeks. It's been great. Juan Pierre rounds out the list. So there's your top six in seasons playing at least 162 games. The 0-1. Chopped out towards shortstop. Ross has it on a charge and delivers across his body over to first. And the Rough Riders' seventh has come and gone. 6-3, ground out for Osuna ends the frame. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the top of the eighth. Well, we'll recap our trivia, and the Rough Riders will take the field defensively, leading 2-1 over the Wind Surge on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top of the eighth inning, Rough Riders down in front of the Wind Surge 2-1, and it's Ricky DeVito on the hill. His first pitch to Kyler Fenko. Right to the top of the zone at 94 miles an hour, called a strike. Fenko, Ortega, and Cardenas, the 3-2 up to face DeVito. Ricky comes set at the chest. He kicks, and the offering home. Wave and a miss. And Fenko falls behind, nothing in two. Jackson Kelly delivered a pair of scoreless frames. No hits. No base runners in general. Face six, and set all six down. DeVito ahead, nothing in two. Right-handed hitting left fielder. He kicks and fires. Breaking ball, tagged a fair ball. Freeman has it on a backhand from foul ground. He got him. What a throw from Cody Freeman. Backhanded it. Carried over into foul ground. Set his feet, delivered a strike. The Riders' third baseman is putting on a clinic tonight. When as Jarrell Ortega steps in, we'll recap our trivia. Six players that have played all 162 games, five-plus seasons in their career. First pitch, check swing, and they say he didn't go. 1-0, fastball missed outside. Cal Ripken Jr. with 10, Pete Rose 8, Steve Garvey with 7, Miguel Tejada 6, Billy Williams 6, and Juan Pierre 5. There is a bunch of guys tied with four seasons as the 1-0 drifts outside from DeVito. balls and no strikes. Jarrell Ortega, who tripled and scored the only run of the game for Wichita, takes downstairs. And it's quickly 3-0. Riders have out-hit the win surge 5-3 tonight. And they out-hit them last night despite dropping that game 6-4. 3-0, called a strike. Middle with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball for DeVito. Right-hander. Ready with that 3-1 pitch. He kicks and fires and delivers inside, ball four. First walk issued by DeVito. Third of the night for the Rough Riders pitching staff. Andy Rodriguez walked two across his five innings. And Cooper Johnson, the catcher, wants to talk things over with his right-hander. Well, what a start it was for Andy Rodriguez. As Zach mentioned earlier, Rodriguez, a very special outing, not only because it's his second career professional start, but he's pitching in front of his mom. Rodriguez, a 25-year-old who defected from Cuba, has been in the Rangers organization since 2022, and his mom hasn't seen him pitch in 5 years, and boy, did he put on a show for her tonight. Noah Cardenas in from the right side in the first offering. Slips inside to the right-handed hitting catcher. 96 with that fastball. DeVito readies. And he comes home. Called strike. Again, 97 with the heater. Even at 1-1, Ben Ross at the bottom of the lineup standing on deck. Cardenas has flown out and walked here tonight. 1-1. Drifts inside. Two balls and a strike. Well, DeVito overall in the year has been really, really good for the Rough Riders. And if there was any sort of stat picking you could do against Ricky DeVito, it would be toying with fire. The 2-1. Drifts high and away. And it's 3-1. And the walk number is a little bit inflated. But Ricky on the air is 4-0 with a 3.96 ERA. This is 38th appearance for the Rough Riders. And he's racked up 68 strikeouts through just 50 innings. 3-1. Chopper, left side. Rodriguez has it on to second for one. Hardy's relay in time. Another double play. This one 6-4-3. Third twin killing for the Rough Riders defensively tonight and against Ricky DeVito. Through a scoreless top of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom of the eighth next. Riders out in front, 2-1 over the wind surge here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
J. Josh Hatcher stands in. Rough Riders, bottom of the eighth inning, leading 2-1. Lewis kicks and fires in his first offering, glides inside to Josh Hatcher. Hatcher, a left-handed hitting first baseman. It's not fair to classify Hatcher as a first baseman. 1-0. Downstairs, it's 2-0. Hatcher playing first base tonight. He's a first baseman. He's an outfielder. We saw him in center in this series. We've seen him at left and right. At first base, the 2-0. Wave and a miss. 2-0. Hatch tonight, 1-for-2. He's doubled, walked, and grounded out to second his last time up. Pitch home, and he takes outside corner. Called a strike. 2-0 to 2-2. Freeman and Ortiz. The next two due up for Frisco. 2-2, wave and a miss, and Hatcher's down on strikes. Second strikeout for Corey Lewis. And the first down to the bottom of the eighth. Cody Freeman, who doubled and came around to score the go-ahead run in the sixth inning, steps in now. Freeman 5-for-15 in this series. And the initial offering just misses a bit low. Freeman is 1-for-3 here tonight. They fly out. He reached on a fielder's choice. And then that double, lead off the sixth. 1-0. Just misses outside. 2-0 on Cody Freeman. Lewis rocks and delivers. And his 35th pitch is called a strike on the outer edge.
You know what I just noticed with Corey Lewis coming into the game, the knuckleballer, as you might expect, Noah Cardenas is a different glove on. It's a lot bigger, the catcher.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the knuckleball. A lot harder to catch.
Yeah, it's not a fun task. More of a first baseman's mitt. Pitch called a strike on the outer edge. And if you're watching on MILB TV, you can see that glove when he reaches it up. It's a lot thinner padding-wise. It's more similar to a first baseman's mitt than a catcher's mitt. As Freeman, ground ball, left side. On a backhand, Schoble has it. Low throw, and Isola can't dig it out. Cody Freeman reaches. We'll see how they score it. It would have been a tight play at first. Freeman runs relatively well. Schoble not happy with himself at third base. Backhand almost in foul ground on a long throw. It certainly would have beaten Freeman. But not an easy throw to make for the Wichita third baseman. And the first pitch to Ortiz stays upstairs. Ortiz batting from the left side, and they do give Freeman a single. So Ortiz takes a called strike on the outer edge. Freeman has himself another multi-hit game. He stands at first after that one-out single. 1-1 count to Ortiz. Freeman dancing at first. And Ortiz rips through a pitch on the outer third. Ball and two strikes now on Abby. Abby came into tonight 4-for-12 in this series. He's played in all four games. He's 0-for-3 tonight. Pair of ground balls, or all three ground balls rather, all on the right side. 1-2. Looping line drive and the shallow left. Ross going back and the shortstop is there to make the grab. Two gone. Freeman has to trot back to first base. Luis Mieses, Rough Riders, last hope. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders out in front 2-1, but looking to tack on some insurance runs added to the ninth. It's two runs on six hits and an error for Frisco. One run on three hits and no errors for Wichita. Offering home to Macy's. Stays upstairs. 1-0. Yacy's hitting .287 with the Rough Riders. He's 1-for-3 tonight. He's also picked up an RBI. 1-0. Foul back out of play. Even in a ball and a strike, Yacy's generally the right fielder for Frisco. He's the DH here this evening. That fourth inning single for Luis marked his first hit of the series. Snapped an 0-for-9. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Ball in two strikes on the lefty. Corey Lewis came on in the sixth inning. In relief of Marco Raya, who went five frames. 1-2. Wave and a miss. And the Yacy's down on strikes. And the Rough Riders are down in the bottom of the eighth. A two strikeout frame for Corey Lewis. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. To the ninth inning we go. The Rough Riders looking to close it out. It's Zach Bigley on the mic. When we come back, it's 2-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trying to close this baby out. They lead it 2-1, looking for a come-from-behind victory on this Friday night. Skyler Hale's on for the save. He faces 9-1-2. Ben Ross, Kalani Rosario, and Jake Rucker. Hale's the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. Andy Rodriguez went five in the start. And Jackson Kelly, Ricky DeVito, and now Hale's. Just a phenomenal pitching performance overall by this Rough Riders staff, especially from Andy Rodriguez, who went five innings in his start after he was expected to go around three in a spot start situation. Ben Ross in to lead it off. As Tyler Wolf positions the defense from the Rough Riders dugout. They played a pole for Ross. Hale is ready from the stretch and he fires. Up and in, one ball and no strikes. Hales has been the Rough Riders a de facto closer as of late. The Rough Riders don't necessarily have a full-time closer. 1-0. That's up and in, and it's 2-0 because they won't throw the guys on back-to-back days. But Hales has filled in this spot for the Rough Riders this season. He's 3-for-3 in saves. 2.52 ERA. 2-0. Over the heart of the plate with a slider for a strike, and it's 2-1. In 20 games this year for the Riders, he's 3-0. He struck out 29 in 25 innings. He fires. Slider fouled back, and it's 2-2. And he has been a leverage arm for Frisco even when he hasn't been the closer. He stretches, and the 2-2. That's down. It's three balls and two strikes. Rough Riders got one run in the fifth inning on an RBI Alejandro Osuna single.
man. And an RBI ground out by Luis Mieses in the sixth brought in the go-ahead run. Payoff pitch on the way. Low and outside, ball four. A rare walk for Hales. A tying run aboard here with nobody out. Kalani Rosario bats. Hales has been very good at retiring the first man he sees. 14 of 19 appearances, he's retired the first man he saw. The pitch, that's low and outside. It's 1-0. Rosario had an RBI single back in the third. So far, the wind surge in their losses in this series have scored two runs and one run, and now just have one run tonight as well. 1-0 pitch. Here's a strike. Outside corner. 1-1. Wichita is 6-11 in their last 17 games. They've been struggling recently. Rough Riders are surging on the other side. They're 10-4 in their last 15. Or 14, I should say. 2-0. Swinging a foul off of Johnson's glove, and it's 1-2 now. Rosario calls for time. 1-2. Hales looks over at first. He's got his sign. And throws over that way. Ross is 18 for 25 in steals this year. And Cooper already has a caught stealing tonight of Kyler Fedko. He's one of the best this season in the Texas League in throwing out base runners. 1-2 is in the air, foul down the right side. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Two runs on six hits for the Rough Riders. One run on three hits for Wichita. The pitch. Here's a bouncing ball hit to shortstop. Rodriguez has got it on his second for one. And the throw to first is in time. Fourth double play tonight. Two down in the ninth. 6-4-3. Jake Rucker, the final hope tonight for Wichita. It's been a twin-killing machine in Frisco on this Friday night. And Hales readies. He brings it home. There's a fly ball hit to center field and shallow. Osuna racing in. He's got a beat on it. Under it. He puts it away. Riders win. A 1 hour, 59-minute win. Frisco wins it 2-1 over Wichita. What a Friday night. They'll be back with Jacob DeGrom on the mound tomorrow for his rehab start in front of a near sold-out crowd. Get your tickets now. The second to last time you'll be able to watch the Riders in the regular season this year. Frisco wins it tonight 2-1. Luke Bailey has your post-game coverage when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back, high atop Riders Field. Luke Bailey with you here on the post-game show. The Rough Riders get it done tonight. 2-1 the final. They secure, at the very least, a series split with a win surge headed into this weekend. The Riders do it 2-1. It's two runs on six hits, one error, and six left on base for the Rough Riders. One run on three hits, no errors, and just one left aboard the base paths for the win surge. The Rough Riders earned themselves a win, coming on the heels of dropping one 6-4 last night. They get it done 2-1. Game 130 in the books. It's Jackson Kelly who earns the win, improving to 3-1. Corey Lewis suffers the loss, dropping to 2-5. And Skylar Hales picked up save number 4. As a Rough Rider, a game in front of 7,177. And it lasted just an hour and 59 minutes. An extremely fast game. Wichita used just two pitchers. Marco Raya went 5 innings, and then they got 3 from Corey Lewis. On the other side, Andy Rodriguez pitching in front of his mom for the first time in 5 years, went 5 innings of 1-run, 3-hit baseball. He walked 2 and struck out 3. He gets the no decision. Jackson Kelly won a pair of scoreless and hitless frames. He earns the win, and Skylar Hales, who got the save, he worked a clean ninth inning there. He did issue the leadoff walk, but was able to work around it to secure the Rough Riders' win. You look at the offense tonight, the Rough Riders collected 6 total hits. They got 2 hits from Cody Freeman to lead the way. They got doubles from both Freeman and Josh Hatcher. And that rounded out the extra base hits. Meaces and Osuna each drove in the 2 runs. Osuna went 1-for-4 with an RBI, and Meaces went 1-for-4 with an RBI as well. But the Rough Riders earned their 79th win of the year. They're 35-26 in this second half, 79-51 overall on the year. If you're here at the ballpark with us and headed out of the gates, don't turn around. It's Fireworks Friday, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas, and there's all sorts of fun in the remaining 2 games of this series that round out the Rough Riders' home slate here in the regular season in 2024. We'll talk about that, what's coming up this weekend, when we come back on the Riders Postgame Show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, the Rough Riders get it done tonight. 2-1 the final score. They take a 3-1 advantage in this series over the Wind Surge. So at the very least, they've secured themselves a series split against Wichita, the Twins affiliate. They go back at it tomorrow. A 7:05 first pitch. And it should be quite the pitching matchup. It's Pearson Ohl getting the ball. The right-hander for Wichita is 4-6 with a 5.18 ERA on the year. On the other side, the Rough Riders sending a rehabber, a very big name for the second time here at Riders Field this season. It's the right-hander Jacob DeGrom, who at the AA level is 0-0 with a 4.5 ERA. But those numbers don't matter as much as Jacob DeGrom, a two-time Cy Young Award winner, a very, very decorated player. And when he is healthy, he is in the argument for the best pitcher in baseball. There's an argument to be made that he's the most talented arm in the history of baseball. That fastball upwards of 100 miles an hour and a devastating slider will be on display tomorrow. He's expected to go right around three or four innings in his rehab appearance. He made his first rehab here with the Rough Riders, spent some time with AAA Round Rock, and now he is back here. And hopefully for him, all will go well, and he'll be headed back to join the Rangers to finish out the remainder of the year. That pitch tomorrow, 7:05, again, Pearson Ohl going for the Twins-affiliated Windsurge. And for the Rangers-affiliated Rough Riders, it is the Ranger, Jacob DeGrom, making his second rehab appearance here. Again tonight, 2-1, the final score, Jackson Kelly improves to 3-1. Corey Lewis drops to 2-5. Skyler Hales earns save number 4 as a Rough Rider in a game that lasted just an hour and 59 minutes. But we're back at it tomorrow. 7:05, the first pitch. It is Dallas Mavs night. The Rough Riders will wear a Mavericks-themed uniform and all sorts of Dallas Mavericks themes all throughout the evening. It's also a Saturday meeting. Kids can run the bases postgame, presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. And then on Sunday at 6:05, you can round out the Rough Riders' home slate during the regular season with Fan Appreciation Day. You can come and enjoy some fun giveaways throughout the game. It's also a Sunday, which means it's Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. That all starts with 30-minute pregame catch in the outfield grass, beginning when gates open at 5 o'clock. That obviously weather permitting. And then themes throughout the game for the kids. And then cap it off with post-game fireworks brought to you by Globe Life and, as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. So the Rough Riders win it tonight. They earn, at the very least, a series split with a Windsurge. But they go for the series win tomorrow with Jacob DeGrom on the hill facing off against Pearson Ohl. The Rough Riders improved to 35-26 in the second half, 79-51 overall. And there it wraps us up for tonight. They win it 2-1. Jackson Kelly goes home with the win, 3-1. Corey Lewis suffering the loss, 2-5. And Skyler Hales with save number 4 for the Rough Riders this year. Well, on behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey saying thanks for spending your Friday evening with us. We're back at it tomorrow. We hope to catch you here in the ballpark. All sorts of fun, starting with Dallas Mavs night and Jacob DeGrom on the hill. But if you can't make it out here to Riders Field, we hope to catch you here on the airwaves. 6:50, the pregame coverage for that 7:05 first pitch tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!